Oh, poor Bing. The search engine from Microsoft never gets any love. I don't know if you heard about this, but Google's in just a slew of lawsuits over in Europe about how they collect user data and what they do with it. And you have to know, those European laws are much more stringent than here in the United States. Now, there was this one little piece of data in the lawsuit that I found so interesting. What is the most popular search term used at Bing? What do you think it is? Okay, anyone? And you're so smart. That's right. Google says that Bing's most popular search term is Google. Oh, that's really bad for Bing. And I read the other day that U2's Bono used to be a big fan of Bing, praising its simplicity and how wonderful it is. But even he switched to Google. He said he still couldn't find what he was looking for. I know, it's going to get better. And you see, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls of all ages, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. We talk about all the gadgets and gizmos, what's left of your security and privacy, how to make money, how to save money. Gosh, the list just goes on and on, because after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. And you can find us on over 420 top radio stations throughout the United States. You can find us streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming anytime you want as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7 over at getkim.com. And you can also find us on American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And we salute each and every one of you. And I'm sure you have at least 5, 10, 15 questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open right now. And I'd love to hear from you. 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. And first up, just a really sad story. Ransomware caused what they are saying could be the first death in an American hospital. See, some cybercrime gangs, they choose critical targets like hospitals because they know that there's a better chance that they're going to get paid. The Wall Street Journal had this report that in July of 2019, systems at Spring Hill Medical Center in Alabama, they were attacked. The hospital didn't pay the ransom, and for 8 days, computers were disabled. There were no electronic patient records available. Medical staff was cut off from life-saving monitoring equipment. Just think about this. They were using pen and paper. Now, a mom-to-be didn't know that when she went to the hospital to have her baby. I mean, none of the staff, including the doctor, told her about this ransomware attack. And as far as she knew, everything was just fine. But when the baby was delivered, the umbilical cord was wrapped around the baby's neck, which cut off oxygen, caused severe brain damage, and the baby died 9 months later. Now, signs that the fetus was in distress would have been picked up in advance by the heart monitors, of course, that are in every delivery room. But because of this ransomware attack, the only one working was at the nurse's station, and no one noticed. And of course, if somebody did, they would have taken the baby out by C-section. So the woman is suing the hospital because the heart rate information at the nurse's station never made it to the doctor. And if proven in court that this was the reason for the child's death, be the first confirmed death tied to a ransomware attack. The trial is set for November of next year. And let's move on to number two. Welcome to Miami. I don't know if you remember, I told you about this, that over in Miami, they're trying to figure out how to lower taxes, maybe even eliminate taxes. So the city government tried out something new, the Miami coin. It's cryptocurrency, and it debuted back in August. So city coins, it's similar to others that you might mine, that people mine rather crypto on their PCs. But here they trade crypto that represents a stake in the municipality. So users earn a 70% percentage of tokens that they create, while the other 30% goes to the city. So in less than 2 months since the Miami coin was unveiled, the city has sent $7.1 million to the city of Miami in the form of a donation. It has to be approved. But this is a big issue for lawmakers. I mean, donations in the form of crypto, is it stable? Where's it going? So the city leaders of Miami said, we're not spending anything, we're not doing anything with money for 6 months, just to make sure that's cool. If the Miami coin really does revolutionize the way the city's funded, residents might one day, not pay any taxes. Wow. Speaking of money in Miami, you know, how much should it cost the Miami Heat to lose their spot in the NBA playoffs? Anybody? 10 to 15 bucks. I saw you laugh. All right, number three, YouTube takes a shot at anti-vaxxers. YouTube started banning some high-profile anti-vaccine activists. They're blocking videos that spread what it determines to be misinformation about vaccines, not just the ones for COVID-19. It covers all other government-approved vaccines, from MMR to HPV, even flu shots. So you can't post videos saying that the vaccine's going to lead to autism or this vaccine's going to give you cancer. And so many people have been writing me saying, hey, Kim, you know, how can YouTube do this? What about free speech? All right. It's in a 10th grade civics class, right? The answer. Let's take a close look at that part of the First Amendment that guarantees free speech. It says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. So Congress is barred from passing any kind of law restricting free speech. And because of what's known as the Constitution's Supremacy Clause, if Congress can't ban free speech, neither can any other government entity. In this case, YouTube itself. So without citing pro or anti-vaxxers, the facts are clear. YouTube can allow or disallow anything it wants in its own system. So I started thinking about it. There goes that hit movie that they have over at YouTube, Mrs. Doubt Pfizer. Okay, that one made me even crack up. All right, let's move on. China. Yes, their energy pledge is going to be delaying your new tech. What is that going on? China is saying that they're going to honor their commitment. How nice to cut energy intensity by 3% as part of a climate pledge. So what does that mean to you? Well, what that means is that they have limited coal supplies, not enough energy to meet demand, some Chinese factories being shut down. It's not just factories, it's also suppliers, Apple, Tesla. And they're saying that this is going to cause some problems in us getting any type of electronics out of China, even toys this holiday season. So keep that in mind. Now, one Chinese factory that also makes keyboards is shut down, but it had nothing to do with the lack of electricity. Apparently, the workers weren't putting in enough shifts. Finally, number five, not to keep droning on about China, but listen to this. Oh, gosh. They have made a new drone called the CH-6. Okay, this is a drone. It has two turbofan engines. It's a military drone designed by this Chinese aerospace firm. The drone has a 67-foot wingspan. It can carry a maximum weight on takeoff of 8 tons. Okay, it's huge, but listen to this. It can hit 435 miles per hour, like a jet. This drone can stay in the air for about 24 hours. Okay, so you have this high-altitude, high-speed, unmanned drone that can carry all kinds of whatever, right? Missiles, bombs, military mission types. That's great. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, the same firm has debuted a mini-attack drone that weighs less than 2 pounds and can be carried by soldiers. So the company's chief engineer says, oh, it's kind of like a flying grenade. And then he said to the crowd, how do you put the pin back in? I need answers quickly, please, please. Let's see. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk about how you can password protect the page that reveals all those Google searches. And then in our security tip, we have some really important Mac and Windows security settings to check right now. And of course, we have all of your fantastic phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of The Kim Komando Show. Okay, so what if somebody in your home got on your computer and they saw every single thing that you typed into Google under the searches, right? How embarrassing would that be? So we've got a handy-dandy little secret, an insider digital life hack about how you can password protect your Google searches so people don't see everything that you're doing. That's coming up in just a moment. And once again, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder is that if you ever have a question for me, I'd love to get your email. And of course, you can follow me on social media, and I'd love for you to do that. Stop ghosting me. Go to facebook.com/KimKomando, instagram.com/KimKomando. Do you notice the trend? Twitter.com/KimKomando. But, you know, your questions, I'd love to hear from you, but I want to get those on my homepage because otherwise I get too distracted. So head over to Komando.com with a K, of course, the official homepage of the show. And on the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. Fill that out, and then you send me an email, and I read every single one. Let's see. How about we start this show with Liz in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hi there, Liz.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm good. Welcome. What's going on?
Well, I have a very favorite, beloved, almost 89-year-old aunt who lives in Maine, rural Maine, by herself. She's got an artist studio that's pretty much a metal building and then an apartment on the backside. Her internet is fine in the metal building, but once she comes into her apartment, there's no internet. No Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I mean, I was just there last week, and my phone doesn't work. The problem is she needs one of those help I've fallen and can't get up things, and I've gone through two different companies, I think. I've tried different cell phones. I need some way to keep her safe and secure because she's really not feeling secure.
Okay, so you're like, oh, please help me. Number one, you're a great niece to do all that. Okay, so explain to me. So when you go into her back apartment, even with your phone, you don't have a signal?
Right.
Okay.
And it's so funny because I'll cross in. I got to cross two metal doors and perfect Wi-Fi.
Okay. Well, you know, it's kind of like being in a Faraday cage, right? I mean, so it's going to block any signal that can come in there. There's really no magical best solution, especially if we're saying, you know, we have an 89-year-old woman who might fall, right? And
yeah.
We want to make sure that she's going to be okay. There's no magical real booster that I would trust herself to. It's a situation where you really can't be anything like a hard line, especially if you can't get your phone in there. I mean, you know, there are always all these devices like, you know, you've heard about boosters and extenders. And I mean, and you can certainly try. Just make sure that it has a money back guarantee in case it doesn't work.
Sure.
You could try to put it on the edge, say the middle of. If you were to draw a line, say, from where the router is to where the door to her apartment is in the back, you can try to put it like in the middle and see if that works. But my concern is that metal again, because it's not going to be able to go through the metal. Or let me backtrack. The house that I bought in California as a vacation home, it's a modern house, and it's guess what it's made of. Metal, okay, metal and glass, okay, and so that's the analogy that I used when we moved in here. It's like a Faraday cage. I mean, because you can go outside, you got a great signal. You can go in certain parts of the house, but then you go beyond, and the thing it just drops dead. And so that's where you really need to have somebody come in. It's not hard. I mean, it probably costs maybe $100 for somebody to actually drop a good line in there, so that this way you could get her. Some type of medical alert system, or you can put in some type of camera, and then you know yourself that it's going to work. There's, you know, you can go ahead and you can try to believe all these claims about, you know, when you start looking at extenders and boosters online, but the reality is that metal and wireless signals, and especially because you don't have a cell phone signal back there, your only choice at this point is to really just drop a line, especially because we're talking about your beloved aunt's safety, and I wouldn't want to trust that to some extender that, I don't know, may or may not work, depending upon how the wind blows. Liz, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate you getting through. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls. We have our security tip that you never, ever want to miss. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to all of your great phone calls. As promised, if you are using like incognito mode, you know that that's not truly private browsing, and none of what you search does show up in your local browsing history, but maybe you're also not signed into any of your online accounts. And so Google has come up with some type of compromise, I guess you should say. It kind of blends private browsing and access to your sites. And they updated this feature recently in the web and app activity settings. And this actually allows you to do something else. You can add a password to your browsing history and also your YouTube history. The new setting is called Manage My Activity Verification, and it's easy to find your Google account. But if you can't, just head over to commando.com. And then, of course, there's a link that says Kim's Show. And that's where I put some links of things that I think you might want to learn more about. But maybe it might require some steps. Yes, can't give those out. And so, again, you'll find some more information there. And I was reading this investigation by Consumer Reports, and I just want to take a second just to tell you about it. in case you don't get the publication, is they took a look at five credit monitoring apps, free and paid, including Credit Karma, Experian Credit Report, Credit Sesame, TransUnion Scoring Report, and MyFICO. Now, the biggest issues, now this is according to Consumer Reports research, that all five collect and share more data about you than they need to, mainly why, oh, I know it hurts my heart too, so that they can upsell you on other products or services. Now, the other big red flag, supposedly the credit scores aren't always accurate. They aren't the same numbers that dealerships, landlords, or others would see when running your credit. And then the other issue is that in order to use the apps, you have to agree to settle any kind of future dispute through mandatory arbitration, which would be a company not going through the court. So Consumer Reports says your best bet to protect your privacy is to avoid all these apps and then see if you can get your free credit scores from your bank or your credit card company. And then over at Commando.com, we have some tips on how to freeze your credit and good things like that. Our security tip is just moments away, and these are essential Mac and security settings. I'm sorry, essential Windows and Mac security settings that you want to check right now. And back to the phones we go with Lou in Lakeland, Florida. Hi there, Lou.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. So good to hear from you today. What's going on? How can I help you?
Well, I have a networking group, a business networking group. It's a faith-based Christian business networking group. And in Central Florida, we have four chapters stretched across the center of the state.
That's awesome.
And thank you. And we're looking for a way to process payments for our members as they catch up on membership fees and other events, et cetera, that we have. And currently we have a program on our website that it costs our members about 3.5% every time they make a payment. And I'm just wondering if there's something else out there that we might could utilize that would make it more affordable for them.
So how many members do you have, Lou?
We have around 50 or somewhere between 50 and 60 right now. And we have other members too. They're ministry members, but businesses, that's about where it is.
Well, I remember you sent me an email and I looked at your website and okay. I was thinking that, well, I know everyone says that they need, your website needs an overhaul, but I think you kind of need to bring yours up a little bit. But as I was looking at the way that people sign up, and I was thinking that maybe instead of just, you know, part of membership, and I can tell you this because we have the membership offering for the show as well, is that so you can watch the show and you can get the podcast and all the other good stuff, use the message boards, is that the thing with membership is that it's more than just one payment, right? Is that what you want to do is you need to engage whatever community that you're trying to build, and you're trying to build a faith-based business networking group, correct? Is that,
yes.
Is that it's more than just processing the payments. You know that. I mean, it's how can we, and that's when I was looking at your webpage, I was thinking, you know, how can we take Lou's faith-based networking group with these four chapters and maybe push it up a little bit as well as satisfy the need of making it easier for people to make payments, right?
Okay.
And that's where you want to look at something like membership software solutions. And even though you have 50, and because you only have 50 people right now, you know, once you start getting to 500, then the costs get kind of crazy. But you'll find that that cost is probably worth it at that point. And what these programs actually do, and I have a few that I would like you to check out, is that they do all kinds of things. Is that, of course, you know, they're going to take the payments. And let me tell you, 3% is pretty typical right now. Maybe a little bit lower for Visa, maybe like maybe 3-point-odd% for American Express, because they actually charge more. But what these membership groups do is that it gives you other things so that you can like define member types. And so, and it will also handle renewals and expirations automatically. You could have virtual membership cards sent to people. Then you also have mailing lists. And so if you had you're using Constant Contact or MailChimp to email everybody, is that this is all integrated inside this member database. And you have email templates, and you can actually personalize the emails as well to the folks. You could set up event calendars, multi-day conferences. You can have online reservations and online payments. You could have different prices for members and non-members and guests. And so you could track attendance. You can print registration name tags. You could set different price limits. I mean, you know, so when you start looking at, just how do I do this payment, what I'm saying is that if we're going to change a module, let's take your business and put it in a place where it's really poised for growth. And you won't have to worry about tracking somebody's email address and it bounces back, you know, and you're like, okay, now what do we do? You know, and then, oh, you know, Joe forgot to pay, but Joe wants to come to the networking group. Joe, I need you $25, you know. So it's like, okay. Yeah. And so it kind of takes you out of that weird situation, you know. So, but the transaction fees are always going to be about 3%, just to let you know.
Okay.
And there may be an additional fee for the transaction, but what I want to do is I want to present to you not just, okay, here's an option for PayPal or whatever, is I'd like you to look at these two sites. One is called clubexpress.com, okay?
And, Club Express, okay.
And the other one's called Member Planet. And, you know, the pricing starts at like $20 a month, $25 a month, and then, but you get this whole package. And it's not to say that you're going to use every single piece that's inside that package. I mean, you know, who's going to do that?
Okay.
But if it can make your life a little bit easier, right, and allow you to have other members, you know, participate in events, and you don't have to worry about all the minutiae along the way, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, you know, that it will free you up, and then it might also encourage new members because you could now have these events and you're not worried about who paid and who didn't pay and who's a guest and who's a non-member. And, you know, so you have, you know, what you do is you have whoever is the paying member and have them invite five guests, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you have the five guest registration available to you at that you can do online. And now you have these five people who came to the event that maybe they signed up to become a member that night, but they didn't. And so now you know they didn't. So now you can send them all a note that says, hi, we enjoyed meeting you, and we think your business would be a great match for all of us. We encourage you to sign up now. And you'll get your business listed on our website within the next 24 hours. So take a look at those, and then what I'd like you to do, Lou, if it's okay with you, is I'd like you to call me back and say, you know what, this looks great, or maybe this is too much, or I need something else, and, you know, because I can tell you from one entrepreneur to the other, I mean, it can be really difficult, but I think you're ready to take that next step and to put your networking into that next level, and maybe in a year you'll call me up and say, hey Kim, now I got 500 members, what do I do? Which would be so fantastic to hear. Lou, thank you for your call. Take a look and then do give me a call back and let me know what you think. All right, this week I thought we put together really a basic but very important list, whether you're on Windows or Mac, about how to make sure that your system is totally secure. I mean, first of all, if you're on Windows, you ought to turn on tamper protection. It was first released in 2019. It prevents third parties from disabling your protection against viruses and other threats. We're going to give you the exact steps how to do that. Now, if you're on a Mac, I want you to make sure that you stop the trackers from watching you while you browse. I mean, nobody wants any creepy third-party eyeballs just looking at everything that they do. Again, we're going to give you those steps on the website. Number three for your Windows users, password protect files and folders you don't want others to use. It's not that hard, but there's some differences between the 32 and 64-bit versions. Mac users, number four, I want you to hide your files and folders. Windows, I want a secure way to log in. Just don't use letters and numbers, extra characters, and avoid words in the dictionary. We're going to tell you how to set up a really great, secure Windows password. And speaking of passwords, number six, I want you to check your keychain password and make sure it's strong. And on the Mac, the keychain is an encrypted container that stores all your account names and passwords. And so I want to make sure that that's totally locked down. So for all these exact steps, look no further then the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. You know what it is. It's KOMANDO.com. All right, still to come this hour, we've got some really great things to share with you. We have some more phone calls. Oh, we've got the details on billions. Yeah, I said billions of Facebook and Clubhouse users that were shared online. Huh, does it ever end? And you got more of me, of course, Kim Komando. Let's see, Tina in Myrtle Point, Oregon. Hello there, Tina. Pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for having me on your show.
You got it. What's going on?
Well, I have an iPhone SX Max, and it's a 250 gig, and I have 20,000 pictures on it. I have iCloud also, but
okay.
Not everything has been transferred over to iCloud, but so I want all my pictures. So I would like to know what device I could put my pictures on from straight from this phone without losing any pictures.
Why aren't all your photos from iCloud into your iCloud account?
They're just not all transferring, and I don't know why.
Okay. That would be my first thing that I want to fix.
Yeah.
And I can point you to some ways that you can fix that. And it's, you know, it does happen. And especially if, you know, maybe you've got, you know, some weird stuff going on in your iCloud account. Do you have like, so you have an iPad, iPhone. Do you have a MacBook or an iMac as well?
I don't. I have an iPad.
Okay, so just the iPad. So there's probably something funky wonky going on between the cloud accounts that's on your iPad and your phone. And so I won't. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you some steps on how to make sure that that's done. They have these so-called photo sticks. You know, I'm sure you've heard of them and you've seen them. But the problem with the photo sticks is just that. They're very, very unreliable. And I know that, you know, if you really look at the reviews on Amazon, people say, I love them. Everybody say, oh, I just lost all my photos. I would not trust my photos to a photo stick. Never, ever, ever, ever would I do that. So let's do this, Tina. I'm going to put some tips for you on how to check these iCloud settings over at Komando.com in the Q&A forum so that this way we can fix that. And then just you have everything stored up in the cloud and then you don't have to worry about losing any photos just in case something ever happens to your phone. And thank you so much for your call. Stay right where you are. We've got details on some records that were shared online. Bomber here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, better check your data. That's right. Security researchers discovered a hacker trying to sell a database of personal info of 3.8 billion, yes, with a B, Facebook and Clubhouse owners on the dark web. And so what you don't want to do is make sure that all your passwords are unique for all your accounts. Use two-factor authentication, you know, and watch out for those phishing scams because that's always seems to what happens. And you want to stay right where you are because we have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show that you never, ever want to miss here on the West Star Multimedia Network. Oh, Twitter. Okay, they are changing. And you can now tip your favorites that you follow. You can give them some money. Soon you'll be able to edit your follower list. And this is really something. You're going to be able to hide your past tweets. So this way your tweets from 5 years ago, they don't come back to haunt you. You know, I'm on Twitter. You should follow me at twitter.com/KimKomando. But, you know, it turns out that Jesus isn't that popular on Twitter. He only has 12 followers. It goes on and on and on. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example, all the fun that we have here week after week, we talk about living the best digital life ever. You can find the Kim Komando Show on over 420 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming anytime as a podcast, as a webcast, use the message boards over at getkim.com. And also the American Forces Network Radio carries us. And thanks to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who protect our great nation. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited Listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech that's going to keep you up to date, make a difference in how you use your devices or what you buy and spend your money on. And this week it was Amazon's big fall event, and everybody was talking about the best product, the Astro. I don't know if you heard about this. It's an Alexa-powered robot on wheels that roams around using a camera to map out your home, so this way it can avoid obstacles, it says. It listens to all your conversations, ready to respond. And on its little screen, you can watch a movie. It will remind you to get up and do something from time to time. It can also beatbox. Yeah, I've always wanted that. Not. And it also calls you if it thinks that intruders have broken into your house. Now, as far as data collection and privacy goes, look, we all know that the Roomba vacuum maps out our houses, and DJI drones, they send everything that they see back to China. But the Astro can be yours for the introductory low price of $1,000, even if you're invited to buy it. After it goes on sale, it's going to be $1,500. Now, rumor is that Amazon is also working on another robotic prototype. It's a horse that they're calling the Whoa-bot. I cracked myself up. All right, number two, there was more to the Amazon event, and did I hear an echo? That's right. Although the little robot is everybody's talking about, Amazon had other gadgets. The Echo Show 15 has a 15.6-inch display. Wow. They say it's going to be like your smart home hub. You're going to mount it on a wall. Of course, it works with Alexa and some other stuff. You can watch videos, Netflix. Use it to leave notes for their family members. It has an optional visual ID feature that knows who you are so it can personalize content. That is really interesting to me because I don't know if you remember, way, way long ago, Bill Gates wrote a book called The Road Ahead. And he envisioned a time when you'd have frames on display within your home, and then the artwork would change depending upon who actually walked up to it. So it's actually happening. Anyway, the Echo Show 15, later this year, $250 will be out. There's the $60 Amazon Smart Thermostat. Yeah, a lot cheaper than the Google Nest, right? Utility rebates, they say, can knock the cost down to $10 or maybe free. It's out in about a month. They updated the Halo fitness tracker from Amazon. It's 80. It does pretty much. It looks like a Fitbit. The Amazon Glow is interesting. It's a video calling device to really use between grandparents and kids. I think this is amazing. It's going to be $250. It's invite only right now. And then also there's drone that's going to fly around your house. The Ring Always Home Cam, $250. Wow. Being the Astro, the drone, you can have Amazon cameras roaming your house on the ground and in the air. What could possibly go wrong? Let's move on to Google. Some big changes are coming to Google Search, and mum is the word. What? What did she say? Mum? M-U-M. It's called Multitask Unified Model, because anytime we talk about anything with tech, there's always, always acronyms. So what the mum means is that you'll be able to search visually. So an example that Google provided, say you come across a photo with a shirt, the pattern you like, and you're like, wow, I really like that pattern. Wonder if it's available in socks. Then you can go on the web and find it in a pair of socks. Let's say your part broke on your bike and you have no idea what the part is. Well, now you can just point and ask and it will identify it and then show you some online videos about how to fix your bike. So it's also being used in a redesigned Google search page. And there were some new topics, things to know. They say deeper insights. It'll all be out in just a couple of months. All right, moving on to Apple. Listen to your heart. If you own an Apple Watch Series 4 or newer, you know that it comes with the electrocardiogram or ECG. Looks for irregular heartbeats. It could be a sign of AFib. But a new study says that even if the doctor tells you that you don't have AFib, doesn't mean you're in the clear. So they did this study, and wow, 400,000 people. And if someone got an irregular pulse notification, they would be sent an ECG patch for monitoring. So what they actually found is that the Apple Watch does more than just with AFib. It does irregular pulses. So if you do have an irregular pulse in the Apple Watch, they want you to keep a close eye on your heart health. And just remember, you can't have two Apple Watches at all, because then it would be a pair. Thank you. Finally, number five. The other Apple Watch feature that watches you. Okay. It's now fall detection. So if you turn it on, a sensor in the watch will detect hard falls, and it's going to prompt you to answer if everything is okay. If you don't get a response, the watch is going to contact emergency services and then give your location. I think this is so great. Well, it has potentially obviously saved a lot of lives, but one hit the news this past week. It saved a motorcyclist. A few days ago, a 24-year-old guy on a motorcycle was hit by a van, knocked unconscious. And instead of calling for help, the driver of the van took off. Nice. Luckily, this guy had fall detection turned on his watch. His Apple Watch alerted his emergency contacts. Then the first responders who stabilized him took him to the hospital. He's going to recover. The Apple Watch is great in a lot of ways, but really, it still has a crappy battery life. You know, about halfway through the day, sometimes the thing just dies. So if you're going to have an unexpected medical emergency that the Apple Watch can detect, it's best if you try to schedule it for the early part of the day. Coming up in just a few moments, we have an iPad. You got the biggest upgrade in years. I'm going to tell you about some new features you can try. And also, oh, wow, this is great. In our money tip, I forgot that we had put this in the show. How'd you like to get paid some real cash to just watch videos? Yeah, it's possible. We've got all of that and, of course, your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. Love to hear from you. 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, you can always drop me your questions over on our website. That's with a K, of course, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. At the top of the page, the right page, top of the page on the right-hand side, rather, there's a link that says email Kim. Fill that out, and I read every single note that you send to me, every single note. And coming up in just a few moments, your iPad got a huge upgrade. I'll tell you about some new features. Oh, and then later on this hour, oh, gosh, you know, the scans just never stop. If you get a text about your third vaccine dose, before you respond to it, you better listen to what I have to say. And how about we start this hour with Jack in Green Bay, Michigan? Hello there, Jack. Glad to have you with us. My laptop is frozen here. It says reconnecting to remote computer, so you're going to have to put them on. Hi, Jack. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's Green Bay, Wisconsin, actually, home of the Packers.
You know what? I saw that. I was like, Green Bay, Michigan. It says, and I, you know, and I'm sitting there because, you know, and I'm thinking like, okay, well, maybe there's like a Green Bay, Michigan I don't know about. And then I will say like Green Bay, Wisconsin. You'd be like, no, Kim, I'm not in Wisconsin. I'm in Michigan. You know, so
yeah, there's a lot of animosity there between Wisconsin and Michigan.
Yeah, so that's why I was going anyway, with I was going with what was on the screen. Just going with that. Okay.
I understand.
All
so,
right.
Well, great show. I've been listening to it for a long time, and I've got a question. I have an office in a building. My father's owned the building for many years, and I kind of manage it for him. And it's about 13,000 square feet, and it's a long building, about 350 feet long from front to back. And it's got a number of entrances and exits and hallways and whatnot. We've had some issues with some tenants leaving and not locking doors right or and stuff and that whole kind of thing going on. So I'd like to try and cover the place with security cameras that either for after hours or just kind of for all the time to kind of just record what's going on and know who's coming and going and that sort of thing. And because of the size, I'm not sure how to get the wireless signal because my office is at the front of the building and I don't know if it's better to run repeaters or amplifiers or what's the best way to get that signal from my router at the front of the building to cover the building, the rest of the building for those wireless cameras.
Wow. So it's 13,000 square feet. What did you say? It was 325 feet long?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay. And how many tenants do you have in there?
Right now we've got about eight businesses.
Okay, so eight businesses. All right. And is the building two story?
It's kind of a split level. So one area has three levels, and then the rest has two levels.
Okay.
And it's mostly cinder block, so that's.
I was just going to ask that.
It's kind of like a low, medium, and high section, and they were each section was made out of cinder block, and they're divided from each other with a good thick cinder block wall. So. Yeah, so that's kind of another difficulty.
You know, there's no quick fix here. I wish I could say buy this kit from Ubiquiti and it's going to solve all your troubles and you'll maybe even win the lottery. Okay. But that doesn't really exist, especially because we're talking about the length. And I mean, you can try to repeat, or you said amplify and boost, and those are all really the same thing. But because of the length of where the signals need to go, and then you also threw me a curve because you want video, is that we're really talking about somebody that you're going to need to hardwire these access points throughout the building. But the company that I mentioned, Ubiquiti, they offer they have like these kits for these projects, and so you could have these you could have like these managed access points along the way, so you could have the security cameras, and then 24/7 it could be saved on a DVR, it could be saved up in the cloud, you can get alerts and with this, if sound is detected. But it's also nice just to be able to pop in every once in a while and you can take a look and you can see what's going on, right?
Right.
And so you mentioned even the doors not being locked. You might want to put some, have you ever thought about putting smart locks on the doors?
I really hadn't. I know years ago, Dad had one of the big name security companies come in and put on different things on the doors. And it was just too much for most of the tenants to figure out. And then we kept having false, people would come in and they wouldn't push the code right or whatever. And then the alarm would go off and the cops would come. And after so many times, then they start charging you for that and stuff. So we just got rid of that system and we've been security system free for 20 years or something.
Well, they've made great advances in smart locks. Whereby you can lock it if they don't lock it, and you could have a default code. So if they, I think what we're looking at here, Jack, is let me put together kind of some products for you to look at. Okay.
Awesome.
Some of these kits from Ubiquiti and maybe some, I'm going to throw you some smart locks because I really think that that's something that once you can see the capabilities, then you'll know, let me tell you, this technology has grown by leaps and bounds, or even over the last 5 years, because if you're going to take the time to make sure that there's decent access all along the way, then there could also, so you have a smart lock, you have the cameras. There may even be a way, if you wanted to, is that you start charging them for internet access too. I mean, if you had a big enough pipeline coming in, if you got everybody down the line, instead of them paying, there may be a way that you could provide that as a service, as a landlord as well. So let me put all those together for you. We're going to put it inside the Commando community. And the Commando community, of course, is at commando.com/community in the Q&A forum. And then, of course, we'll helping you out back and forth there anytime that you want. And, Jack, thank you so much for your call and your kind words there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Stay right where you are because, America's favorite radio game show sensation is just moments away, brand new or not true. So make sure that you have your thinking caps on here with the Kim Komando Show.
Kim Komando Show presents Brand New.
Just what I always wanted.
Or Not True. You're a liar.
Hey, this week, Brand New or Not True is brought to you by Epson. Whether you need it for work, school, or a special project, it's important to have the right printer. The Epson EcoTank is a new type of printer that doesn't use cartridges. You can stop buying expensive ink cartridges and save yourself the frustration of replacing ink cartridges ever again. The Epson EcoTank printers have super-sized, easy-to-fill ink tanks. And let me tell you, they just come with this ridiculous amount of ink. This means no more cartridges. If you're like me, you've tried rationing your printing and avoiding printing important documents to save yourself from replacing ink cartridges. But with the Epson EcoTank, you don't have to worry about running out of ink. So start printing in color all you want. Kiss expensive cartridges goodbye, but you have to hurry because EcoTank is changing the way that people print. It is flying off the shelves. So go ahead and print all of your work reports, your task lists, and your kids' homework assignments in color too. EcoTank makes it easy. Make the switch today. And EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Epson EcoTank printers are available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. That's right. Brand New or Not True started because I just see all these different products. And I think to myself, gosh, who's ever going to buy that? Who would ever put money behind that? And then it turns out that it's the next unicorn, that billion-dollar company. So when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with a very special contestant victim with three gadgets in the tech world. And this week, two are fake and one is real. That's right. So it's up to you to decide which product is the real product. And joining us this week on Brand New or Not True is Ethan from Palm Desert, California. Hi there, Ethan.
Hey, Cam. How are you doing?
Good. So what do you do there in Palm Desert?
I am an IT professional. I maintain a network at the community college.
Oh, so you're going to be really good at Brand New or Not True, right?
Well, to tell you the truth, my daughter was a lot better than I was.
Oh.
She's very jealous that I get to be on your show and she's not.
All right. Well, let's see. Okay, so you have to make her proud, okay? All right. So you're going to, why don't you put that thinking cap on? And we have two fake products and one real product. Okay, you ready for product number one?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever wondered if your house is haunted? I mean, maybe there's a spirit in the mist. Well, some people think that sudden drops in temperature could mean an otherworldly entity is in the room, or maybe an electrical glitch. Maybe there were smells like perfume or tobacco. Doors open and close. Better watch your pets. Dogs know if an earthquake's coming, so it makes sense that they might feel ghosts. So now you can use your smartphone to know for sure, thanks to the new EMF antenna that plugs into your iPhone's power outlet. EMF radiation, you know this, stands for electromagnetic radiation. And EMF is the electromagnetic field, and that's the near field part of EM. And so anytime you have electrons moving through the wire, say power supply of your appliances, it generates an EMF. Well, so do ghosts. That's right. And because of this new EMF antenna, along with the gyroscope, you know which direction the ghost is located. Unless the ghost is in an elevator, that just lifts their spirits. $99.99 for the antenna. Okay, product number two. How many times have you heard in the last year, I know you have, Ethan, I have too, your camera's off or you're muted? That's right. We're all on video calls, Zoom, Teams, Meet, Skype, working from home in our casual work wear. In other words, we're all wearing yoga pants, even though we don't do any yoga. But it's hard to know for sure when the mic and camera's on. So thanks to this new smart light bulb, you know for sure. Now, it's not an ordinary smart bulb. It has a line that divides the bulb in half. And so when the camera's on, the left side shines red, like a studio light. The right side, the microphone. And when it turns on green, the mic is on. So when someone walks in the room, they know if the camera's on or your mic is on just by looking at the light bulb. And it's pretty snazzy. Connects to Wi-Fi. Of course, it has an app. And we started thinking about that, Zoom meetings. It's a branded term. I thought we should make it a bit more casual. Instead of saying Zoom meetings, we're going to have a coworker video chat, Ethan, because then we could just say we're having a COVID. All right, maybe not. $29.99. And finally, product number three. If you've been around computers for some time, you know about the keyboard shortcuts. Ethan, you know this. Control A selects everything. Control F finds a phrase. Control P prints. But which ones are used the most? Control C and Control V. Control C for copy and Control V for paste. So wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to press two keys at the same time? Well, the time has come. It's a keyboard extension that plugs into your computer's USB port. It has a C and a V and a third key that you can control to be anything. My vote is for an S, Control S, so you can remember to save those Word docs that you don't trust in the cloud. So from now on, when you want to copy or paste or save, you just press one key. No more two fingers for you. Plus, you can program all three keys to something else. So if you don't see the end and you've lost control, you have no home, and you think there's no escape, this product is for you, $29.99. Okay, so those are your three products. It's a tough week. I know it is, Ethan. So which one do you think is the real product?
I am going to say the keyboard with the key with the extra keys.
That's it. That's right. Ethan, you won Brand New or Not True. You win an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack worth $29.99.
Perfect. Yes. Nice.
There you go. So you didn't think it was the ghost detector, huh?
Thank you. No, I was thinking the if it emanates the EMF, then it's going to interfere with your network or Wi-Fi or something.
Oh, gosh. I should have looked to see what you did before I put that together. Man. All right. So what's going on with you, Sarah? What's going on with you? How can I help you?
I had a question for you. As I said, I'm an IT professional, and I've been at this job for 25 years, and I'm ready to move on. And I wanted to know, what is the best way to spruce up my resume? Do I hire a service? Do I trust them to do it for the money? Do I go out and get a template from Word? Do they even need resumes nowadays?
Yeah, right. Here's what the old school resumes are gone, because you know the last time you did a resume, like you said, what was it, 25 years ago, right? Where you'd have like your goal, your objective, and it was always like finding a career path that would do blah 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 blah, and it was always the same junk, right? But it's now changed to, and you still do need a resume, but it's changed to be like where you'd have your name, computer network engineer. And, maybe the first paragraph underneath would be CompTIA, a TIA-plus certified computer tech specializing in troubleshooting and configuring Windows-based networks or whatever it may be, right? And so then in there you want to put something like, maybe your ticket clearance rate was always in the top 1%, right? And so, in that first paragraph, we're going to put something that really makes sense for somebody in you, and that you have a proven track record and for productivity and user satisfaction or whatever it may be. And then it's kind of an interesting thing is that you'll have like a skills section, and that's in the skills section. That's where you will put like network admin, network and security, and give yourself like 4 out of 5 stars or circles. And this is the new format of a resume. So the question is, okay, so you're not going to find that in Microsoft Word, okay? You can hire somebody to do it, but there are now resume websites that you can sign up for. You only need them for a month. It'd be like $9 or $10, right? And you create your resume. You look at the various templates, and then they also have on these websites the templates that are done by per industry and also by per career. So your resume, because you're a network admin with I'm assuming a lot of certifications, right, is going to be different than somebody who is a clinical psychologist. And so I would rather point you to a resume building website that has all the has the bells and whistles, and also the whole thought behind the resume templates that you're going to be using, that they'll also have the action phrases and the categories to get through the bots, right? Because humans are not really scanning a lot of resumes anymore, unless, of course, you're going to a small company, say like my company or something. But if you're going for a large company and they're scanning through hundreds and hundreds of resumes, that they'll have those keywords that the bots are actually going to be looking for. So, Ethan, let me do this. I'm going to post some links over inside the Commando Q&A forum. And what that means is that if you go to commando.com/community and there'll be a Q&A, there's a button for the Q&A form on the left-hand side. I'll post a link to some resumes that I think you might want to look at these resume building websites. And again, you only need them for, say, a month, so you're not going to be out a whole bunch. And actually, it'll be cheaper than you hiring somebody. And then you'll find the exact template for your profession. And congratulations on your huge win. And tell your daughter, yeah, you got a Kim Commando Show fanny pack. All right, as promised, we put together this list. I know you're saying, wow, you can get paid to watch videos online? Yes. Okay, you're not going to get rich. Maybe you'll earn $500 a month. But heck, that's $500 a month, right? So we put together a list of legitimate ways and sites for you to do that. Anything from Swagbucks, which, by the way, aside from videos, you can get paid to search the web and fill out surveys and shop online. There's also Inbox Dollars Rewardia, which is also interesting. I mean, you get 100 points just when you sign up. Coinbase is also famous for being the first major cryptocurrency company to sell shares on the U.S. Stock Exchange. But they also have a way for you to make some money. That's right. And there's also MyPoints and AdWallet. And, you know, I'm going through them very quickly because they each have different specialties and different things that we wrote out for you in all kinds of detail. Just head over to commando.com. When you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. And yes, you'll be making money by watching videos and taking surveys and doing things like that. Hey, stay right where you are, because if you got a text about your third vaccine dose, I want you to be really careful, okay? And of course, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. Listen, as we age, fatigue and failing endurance can't be fixed with more and more caffeine. It does. And introducing a new way to start your day, Super Beats Heart Chews. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your day without this caffeine crash. Join over 1 million customers and get free shipping, free returns, and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Oh, and this is fabulous. Right now, you're going to get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase, but you have to go to this address, kimsbeats.com. Once again, that's kimsbeats.com, kimsbeats.com. Over in podcast land, okay, let's just switch gears for just a second. Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts. I want you to be sure that you search for Commando with a K, of course, K-O-M-A-N-D-O. There we have our digital tech update every single day, our digital life hack, okay, which is phenomenal. And then also we have Kim Commando Explains and Tech Refresh. And, you know, if you are out walking and it's fall and you're going to be riding your bike or whatever, it's really fabulous to bring me along as a podcast. Of course, you get the show podcast too, but just go ahead and get our podcast. I'm sure you're going to love them. And as always, you want to rate and review and you want to follow the podcast too. And thank you for doing that. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones with Phil in Seminole, Florida. Hi there, Phil.
Hello. How are you, Kim?
I'm great, sir. Thanks for asking. What's going on?
Well, last week when I emailed you, I also emailed Apple and had a question for them. My wife and I have been looking for a long time to upgrade from our iPhone 11 Pro and Pro Max to 13 or later. Mm-hmm. And been watching all year for it. And one thing here in Florida that really excited us is the LEO, or Low Earth Orbit Satellite Communication.
Yeah, that's
connectivity.
Something. Yeah, that's, you know what, that would be phenomenal.
Well, they say they have that and it's available, but they didn't say anything about whether the software was developed. And I have not heard anything over the air about this great, I mean, this is great for everybody. Even if you're in earthquake land or fires out down here with the hurricanes we have, you know, you lose landlines, you lose cell towers.
It would be great to be able to send a message and say, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what I'll. So I need to know if you can find out from them, is the software available and working in iOS 15?
No, it's not. Not yet.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Okay. So, you know, this was like part of the rumor mill, and everybody was hoping that this was going to be true. And Apple says, yeah, it's coming, but we don't know. And so, you know, you do have an option right now for satellite communications. It's not going to be with your phone. There's a website you can check out. Do you have a pen, Phil? It's a website called findmespot.com. And with findmespot, they have this little gadget. It's about the size of the palm of your hand. It's about $150. And it allows you to use a satellite, the Globalstar satellite, as a matter of fact, to let your friend, families know that you're okay. You can send them text messages, and you know, and you're not going to be using the cellular lines. Now, it's primarily geared to somebody who's hiking. Okay, somebody who's you know, somebody who's in far distant places. And as a matter of fact, I gave one to a friend of mine who was a CBS cameraman. And at that time, he was embedded with the troops, and he would send me. It was really great. He'd send me notifications like once a week, like I'm okay. And you would then, and so, and they, your kids could also. You could send them your exact location as well. You know, I'm hoping that someday that we'll be able to have that satellite communication. But for right now, it's. I'm sure it's coming, but if you're looking for something to do that, you know, post haste. I'm talking about like today and. This Find Me Spot, it's a great gadget. Garmin makes them as well, but I think this one's a little bit more affordable, quite frankly. And so you check that out, Phil. And again, thank you for your call. Coming right back, I've got a scam I need to tell you about, and it all has to do with the third vaccine. So stay right where you are. It's always a good time. That's funny. All right, so if you get a text that says, oh, you know, it's your third vaccine dose, okay, and I know everybody's always freaking out about anything that has to do with COVID, but, you know, this is a new type of malware tech, and you're going to get a text message. If you click on the links, you're going to get this thing called TangleBot onto your phone. So if you get this text, just ignore it already. Don't even look at it. Just delete it. You can report it by forwarding it to spam. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. All right, the competition between billionaires Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, it's taken another turn. Have you heard about this? But Musk has overtaken Jeff Bezos to become the richest man in the world. Gosh, listen to this. His wealth is $203 billion this week. $203 billion, making him the only third person in history to have this fortune over $200 billion. I couldn't even imagine. In an email to Forbes, because they put the whole list together, Elon Musk said that he'd send the Amazon founder a silver medal. Ouch, or a number two trophy. Speaking of, Jeff Bezos stepped down as CEO of Amazon, as you all know. I mean, he quit when he was in his prime. Yeah. Okay. Hey, welcome to the Kim Komando Show. It's your source for everything digital, America's favorite, most trusted source. So happy that you're here with us because, after all, I am your digital goddess, and you can find our show on over 420 top radio stations throughout the United States, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can also find us streaming on demand 24/7 over at getkim.com. And I'd like to say a big thank you, and let's give a shout out to the American Forces Network radio folks and our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listening line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech. And the iPhone 13's here. I got mine yesterday. I don't know why. I had the iPhone 12 Pro Max, and the iPhone 13 Pro Max looks the same to me. It's got a little bit of a different camera, a little bit of a better life. But anyway, so a lot of people are saying, well, what about the iPhone 14? I know, here it is. Because the 13 wasn't that big of a deal. The 14, they say, is going to have a complete redesign. This is all rumor, of course. That notch at the top of the screen is supposed to be going away, replaced with a punch hole selfie camera, like Samsung. Oh, yeah, they've had that for years. But word has it that the notch is not only going away on the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max, because remember when the headphone jack disappeared. So instead of changing the charging port from Lightning to USB-C, which would comply with EU regulations in Europe, Apple might just ditch the port altogether, making MagSafe the only way to charge your phone. I mean, so think about this. No more Lightning port? Oh, it just struck me how shocking that would be. Number two, Windows is coming. Windows is coming. Yes, this coming Tuesday, everybody's excited. The biggest update Microsoft has made in 6 years. It has a different UI, user interface, start menu, and taskbar. Also, customizable widgets, and soon Android apps on your PC. Now, you do have to know that Windows 11 is not compatible with every PC, especially if you've got some old hardware laying around. So Microsoft has this updated PC Health Check app that you can download to see if your computer is compatible. And even if it's not exactly supported, you can still download Windows 11, but you're going to have to sign a waiver. Basically means that if it doesn't work, don't blame us, Microsoft. We've got details in the waiver and links that you might need over on the website, of course, at commando.com. Now, keep in mind, even though October 5th is the official release date for Windows 11, it may not be available to everyone. It's going to be this rollout over a few months. Now, if you can't wait, you can sign up for the Windows Insider Program right now. You can download a near final version of Windows 11. It's still beta, so that means there's going to be some bugs. And of course, that means you're going to be living on the edge, Microsoft Edge. Finally, somebody likes my jokes. Number three, flexible to stretchable. Yes, Samsung has created this new OLED screen that is able to stretch like it's made out of rubber. There's this video, if you haven't seen it, it's really amazing. And it shows this footage of this lava flow. And as it moves across the screen, the material matches movements as the lava is going to just burst through the stretchable display. And it doesn't look like it's going to wear. I mean, you know, Samsung, think about it. And LG, we've got TV screens that roll out of a box like paper. It's so amazing. So now we're going to have this stretchable display. Not now, but pretty soon. Potential uses, they say keyboards, game controllers, interactive braille for the visually impaired, which would be phenomenal. Now, it took a while for it to make into productions, not quite mainstream, of course, as far as just flexible displays. But, I mean, could you imagine TVs on display at, like, Costco or Sam's Club or Best Buy with screens that, I mean, are like rubber? They act like rubber? Wow. It's not so much of a stretch anymore. Number four, you can stream your favorite shows in your smart glasses. Remember Google Glass? Complete embarrassment, right? Other companies, just a few weeks ago, we had Facebook with their Ray-Ban glasses, you know, with the camera on the side. Nobody even knows that they're being recorded. But this is a company that you may not have heard about. It's called Nreal Light AR glasses. They hit the market a couple years ago for about $500. But now they have the Nreal Air, and that's the letter N and then the word real, by the way. And since the 2019 version, hand tracking, spatial awareness, the Nreal 1 sunglasses are designed to do one thing. Watch TV. Yeah. So you connect the glasses to your phone, you download the app, you start streaming shows, your favorite cat videos, whatever it may be. And then in front of you is this display, the equivalent of, because it's right in your face and your eyes, 200 inches. Now, you can tilt the lenses to adjust the viewing angle. And they kind of do look like regular sunglasses. Works on both iOS and Android. It's going to be available next year. They are sunglasses, but the company says they're actually optimized for indoor wear, too. So now you really can wear your sunglasses at night. And finally, number five. This, to me, sounds like a brand new or not true product. Remember a few years ago, KFC unveiled the KF console. It's a video game console with a built-in chicken warmer. Yes, we all needed that. Now, Wendy's is out. Yes, the fast food company. They have the Wendy's phone. It's a 6.4-inch screen, a fingerprint scanner, and apparently a triple-lens camera with, quote, more megapixels than the Baconator has bacon. The phone has built-in voice assistant, responds to, of course, you would expect, hey, Wendy. And you can use it for basic tasks. Has a red case on the back, a Wendy's logo on the back. And if before you decide to ditch your iPhone 13 or Samsung Galaxy, it's not quite available yet. But you can try to win one in a contest through Wendy's Canada by tweeting a screenshot of your favorite Wendy's order. Now, hopefully, it doesn't run Windows. Otherwise, it'll be as frozen as that Frosty that came with your order. All right, coming up in this hour, we've got some great stuff you don't want to miss. We're going to be talking about how you can change just one little setting and get your faster internet speeds. We have three messaging apps that you shouldn't be using if you care about privacy. Oh, some changes over in the Apple App Store, and Amazon has banned like 600 brands. It's really wild what they've done. And, of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, it's the way to join us. And hey, a couple of things I want to pass along is that if you ever have a question that you'd like me to answer here on the show or maybe on our message boards or as content on the site and our tips and what have you, is that I want you to make sure that you send it to me at our website. Go to commando.com, and on the top right hand, there's a link that says email Kim. Again, that's KOMANDO.com. And there's also something else that I want you to try. If you haven't tried our newsletter, the current newsletter, wow, it's really amazing. It's stuff that you don't hear on the show. It's stuff that we can't put into the side or into the news, because there's always just this whole great big pile of tech news, right, that goes out every single day. And so on Saturdays and on Tuesdays, we actually send out the current newsletter. And like, you can see a sample. It's really fabulous. You can read everything right there in the newsletter. It's at thecurrentnewsletter.com. That's the web address, www.thecurrentnewsletter.com, where you can see a sample, you can sign up, and again, you're only going to get it twice a week, and that's on Saturdays and Tuesdays, and I think you're really going to like it. Again, go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's see, how about Greg in St. Louis, Missouri? Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic. Great. Thanks for asking. And what's going on in your life that I can lend a hand to?
Hey, I'm looking for a, what do you call, body camera?
Okay.
Something that does day, night, audio, video.
And what do you, why do you need that? What are you looking, you know, why do you think you need one?
I was working a job and somebody twisted my words, and bottom line, I lost my job.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry that happened to you. So you're thinking that if you have a body cam on, that wouldn't happen, obviously?
Well, I would be able to say, okay, what day was it? What time was it?
Right.
And then I could play back the...
You know, I'm not a lawyer, and I can't give you legal advice, you know, but it just makes sure I would have to guess that your employer would need to know that you were wearing a body cam. I guess it would vary by state. But, you know, body cams used to be something that were, gosh, I mean, I remember when they first came out that they were like $1,500, right? And you were like, they didn't really have all the bells and whistles that they have right now. But there's one company that makes some really good, affordable body cams, Greg. And it sounds like this Russian spy brand, and it's called Boblov, B-O-B-L-O-V, Boblov. And they make some really good body cams, and they do audio recording, expandable. A lot of law enforcement, security folks actually wear these. They have night vision. Some of them even have color night vision so that you'll be able to do that. And they will record depending upon... you know, how big the memory card is in there. Maybe they'll store a couple of days, maybe they'll store a week. And then there's also some that allow you to actually get up in the cloud, but then we'll start talking to have some, you know, then we're talking about some real big expenses then along those lines. But so, and they're about $150. Is that something that you were thinking about?
Yeah, it's a heck of a lot better than several thousand.
Yeah, I'll say. And, you know, but because the price of, you know, cameras and technology, they have just totally taken a nosedive. So let me do this. You know, you always hear me talking about the Commando community, and that's part of this whole membership platform that we have, where you get the podcast and you get the webcast, and then you get this interactive message board. So anytime you have any computer questions, you can just drop it there, and our IT geniuses, John and Jeremy and myself, we just hop on there, and other folks help out too. But there's a section there on the Q&A forum that says show questions, and in the show questions, that's where... If you hear me say I'm going to post a link, that's where you'll see the links. It's inside the Commando community in the Q&A forum. Now, there's absolutely no cost for you to take a look at anything, but if you do want to post and get interactive, then there, you know, there's a couple of bucks a month that you have to pay, and that's really just to help us pay our expenses. So I'm going to put some links for you over inside the Commando community for some, as I said, that Russian spy sounds like Bobrov, and inside the Commando community. Over on the website, we have a report about Mozilla that, you know, WeChat and House Party, and these are some apps that, well, you know, privacy is not included, right? And so in case you're using a messaging app that isn't on your phone or, you know, iPhone or whatever, you want to look at these because there are some real security problems. We have a link to the report over at commando.com. So stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and more of me. And of course, amazing Allie's going to be joining us too. All right. Now, for years, you've been able to review the apps that you love or hate. in Apple's App Store. But except for the Apple apps that come with your iPhone. What is that? Yes, well, now you can, since the release of iOS 15, you can rate and review any Apple app that you can delete and reinstall, translate, Apple Music, weather, Apple News. Now, the apps that you can install, like phone and messages, don't show up. Now, the Apple app with the best reviews at the moment is Voice Memos, while the podcast app is sitting at 1.8 rating. Yeah, the podcast app does seem to need a lot of work. One called it utterly unusable. Another one saying it's garbage, saying that Apple should be ashamed. You don't have to hold back. There's actually some funny ones, too. Like, there was one left for the Apple Stocks app, and it was like, here's what it said. Bro, who actually uses this? Like, seriously, I'm pretty sure everybody deletes it. And then he gave the app 4 out of 5 stars. Okay, well, you don't really know what that means. Pretty easy to rate any app. Just go to the App Store, iPhone, iPad. And so now you can tap how many stars you're giving it, follow the prompts, and you can finally say what you really think about Apple's apps in the App Store. All right, now joining us here on the show is amazing Allie Seligman. She's our content queen. And what that means is that she picks and selects every single thing that you see over at Commando.com. She's also on the Tech Refresh podcast. And Allie's here because you want to talk about cleaning. Oh, Allie, nobody wants to clean.
That's true. Although I just got a really great new mop. I won't go into it, but I am excited about it. Oh, no, this is about cleaning your tech. So spring is the season when we clean our houses, right? I propose that fall is when we do a nice tech cleanup. Right. Especially because the holidays are coming. We're not going to have time for it all winter. Right. And you just, if you're like me, you're a little lazier in winter. You want to do things like, I don't know, make some soup, watch a movie.
Yes, so. I mean, or bake bread. I mean, you perfected the art during the pandemic of baking bread.
Exactly. I don't have time to clean my computer, so I'm going to do it now. I mean, I think you should too.
Oh, well, let me tell you, I'm looking at my keyboard right now, and it is. Are those keys supposed to be gray? Or white?
Why are they stuck down like that? That is a really good point. And if you want to physically clean your stuff, go over to commando.com. We have really great articles, including a column you wrote, Kim, on all the best ways to, you know, physically clean all the gunk and dirt and stuff off your tech. If you have never cleaned your keyboard, flip it over and look at everything that falls out, and then you will go to our website. You won't figure out how to clean it.
Okay, you know, speaking of cleaning the keyboard, I mean, this comes up, and this has been something for many, many years, is that, you know, people put their keyboards in the dishwasher. I mean, that you know, your dishwasher actually does a pretty darn good job. I mean, and so you can, you know, put it on the top rack, okay, and you don't want to put it, like, on extra, extra hot sanitary heat, you know, okay, because then it'll be like, I'm melting. Okay, so, you know, and then you have to let it dry completely, which if you're here in Arizona, one of the great things about living in Arizona is that when you wash your hair, okay, when you go outside to, say, get the mail out of the mailbox and you come back, and Allie, you're like shaking your head, yes, I mean, your hair is completely dry. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, so you can put your keyboard outside for like 10 minutes and it's probably going to bake in the sun. But if you're otherwise in a humid environment, just make sure that it's thoroughly clean. I mean, thoroughly dry before you connect that sucker up.
Exactly. Well, I want to focus on kind of the inside of our tech, and I'm going to keep it simple. I've got 3 tips today, 1 for cleaning your computer, another for your phone, and then 1 for your inbox. So we'll start with computer. This one, I'm going to make kind of a choose your own adventure. We'll start with the person who is not very organized. Look at your desktop on your computer. How many icons do you see?
And thousands.
Exactly. If you can't see your background, if things are stacked on top of each other, that is what you need to focus on.
Oh my gosh. You know, that's my sister. My sister came over and she was, and okay, first of all, she comes and she's sending me a text. I'm upstairs. She's downstairs in the kitchen now. She sends me a text. She says, do I need iTunes? I'm like, yes. Okay. Okay. A couple of minutes later, do I need GarageBand? And she's a psychologist. I said, probably not. Okay. A third thing. Do I need system preferences?
I'm like, yes.
Yes. Okay. So that's when you're like, okay, I better go downstairs because what is she doing? Okay. So she's run out of hard drive space. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. She has 256 gig hard drive. Okay. she's run out of space. So she's in Apple's Manage My Space, and she's trying to figure out what to delete. I minimized all the windows, and I mean, honest to God, she must have had 400 items on her desktop. And I'm like, girl, how can you find it? She's like, these are all my kids and all my I'm like, the cloud, right?
Exactly. And that's so stressful. I've had that where you open up your computer and you can't find anything. It feels so good to get it all clean. This is like doing, you know, walking into your kitchen, there are dishes everywhere. Suck it up, do the dishes, you'll feel better. Suck it up, clean your desktop. If you are a more organized person, you are going to want to go in and clean out all the junk that you don't need anymore. So empty your recycle bin, go into your cached files, all those little helper files that don't do anything anymore, your downloads folder, you don't need that stuff because you probably saved it elsewhere. luckily, you don't have to remember all the steps for this. I'm not going to go through them because, Kim, you just wrote a tech tip this weekend about that that is on Commando.com with all the steps, and it's super helpful.
Yeah, so this way you can go in there. And, you know, the question that we always get asked, it seems like a lot to Al, is, you know, do I need to keep all those Windows updates after I installed them, right?
You don't. Yeah, and you can actually, so Windows will automatically delete the older ones. It does keep your last update for a little while. You actually can go in and get rid of it. The one caveat is make sure you're happy with the current operating system you're on and the current version, because you can't go back after you do that.
Yeah, because that would be really a bummer. All right, so what else do we clean?
Next up is phone. I was a little torn on this because I think photo gallery, that's the obvious answer, but we've talked about that, so I'll mix it up today. Kim, you did this one recently. You went through all your contacts on your iPhone.
Oh, God, it was, you know what? That was painful. It was painful because you have to go through every single person. And then, you know, then you forget about certain people and you're like, ew, I hated you. Delete, you know. Okay, so you do have like this certain sense of like, I'm getting rid of all, like, you know, like everybody was talking about, I'm going to start fresh in the new year and, you know, all these other things. So, but I did. I went through like every single, and then I had people in there twice, and it was just, it's bad. But I did feel better after I got it all done. I did.
Well, there you go. It is a pain, but it's one of those things where once you do it, you're not going to have to do it again for a really long time. And it'll be so much easier because you're kind of starting fresh. You know, that's one of the things back in the day when you used to get a new phone, it really was starting fresh and you kind of had to put everything in manually. Now it's so easy to put everything from your old phone that you end up with years and years and years of stuff. So there are actually some apps that make it easier, especially for finding all those duplicate contacts. I found one for iPhone. It's called Cleanup Duplicate Contacts. Yes, obviously. It's really popular. It's well reviewed. The thing that I really liked about it was someone said they downloaded the app and then they did the entire process in airplane mode. So it doesn't ask for access to anything other than your contacts. It's not going to, you know, want your camera and your microphone and your location, everything under the sun. All it needs is your contacts. Switch your phone into airplane mode so you can feel like, great, they're not sending all my data everywhere and you're good to go. Again, that's called Cleanup Duplicate Contacts. And for Android, a good one is called Contacts Optimizer. Does the same thing, goes through, and it makes this process that takes forever take not quite as long.
Yeah, it was sad. I mean, it was. I just sat there, delete, delete, delete. But I did feel better about it. But I did get my new iPhone 13 Pro Max. You ready? Look.
It's huge.
Yes. It's, you know what? It's huge. It's so big.
Is. And does that even fit in your pocket?
Barely. I mean, I had it in my jeans pocket this morning because I had to take the car to get, you know, it's car needs like, you know, like new oil and stuff like that. And it was like, but it was like, it's huge. It just feels big. But it was really simple. I'll tell you something. Amazingly simple is that I turned the iPhone 13 Pro Max on and I had my 12 sitting right next to it, which, by the way, they look the same. I mean, if you didn't know, you'd be like, oh, it's the same phone. Okay. And then all of a sudden my 12 popped up and says, oh, you have a new phone. Would you like us to transfer everything? I'm like, oh, thank you. That would be very nice. And then 45 minutes later, it's all on here. And I'm like, that, you know what? They have perfected that, you know, because it used to be such a nightmare to get everything from one device to the other device. So if you're going to be getting some new devices, you might as well clean them all up right now, right?
Exactly. Remember when you actually had to go to your you know, wireless carrier and have them do it for you.
Oh, God. It's like, or you had to get the SIM card out with that little stupid paper clip thing, you know. Like, oh, man.
And then you drop it, and then, yeah. That's all right, last up is a tip for your email. If you are one of those people that has, I don't know, 5,000 unread emails and you just got a shiver down your spine when I said that, listen, I'm talking to you. You need to do this. Most of the time I find that when my inbox is really packed, it's not all these one-off emails from separate people. I have a lot of stuff in there that is, you know, whether it's a company reaching out over and over again. And the easiest way that I have found to find those without getting into the complex search stuff in your inbox is open up one of the emails, highlight the send name, and then just do a search for it in your inbox. And then you'll get all the other emails from them.
Yeah, that's sweet. So,
a Crate and Barrel has been trying to get me to buy everything they sell. And so just searching for the email, they all pop up. And then you can just delete them in bulk, which is so much easier. Don't forget, though, leave one around and unsubscribe. That is your task. Make sure if you're not reading these things, just get rid of it. It doesn't do anybody any good.
But you're never going to, never, ever. It's like the Hotel California. You can check in. You can never leave. Okay. Those are the Commando newsletters. Okay. You should think of it like the Hotel California. Okay. You never unsubscribe. Never. So, Allie, you're going to have links to all these over on the website?
You know I will.
All right. Awesome. Great job. Yeah. So get cleaning. And now, you know, take Allie's tips. You might as well just do it now. Just get it over with. Just do it. All right. Now more than ever, slow internet speeds are so frustrating, especially if you're like so many of us, you're working from home. Now, there's something that you need to take a look at. It's called the DNS, Domain Name System. It's kind of like a roadmap of all the web addresses where you go and the places that you don't. And when you sign up for your internet, the provider gives you its DNS server. But here's the insider secret. It's not always the best one to use, and maybe it's bogged down. Maybe it's running bad software. And you're not locked into that DNS. I mean, plenty of other companies have their own. Over at commando.com, we have a list of alternate DNS servers that you can switch to free, and we'll have step-by-step instructions on how to do it. And by the way, it's just not about speed. Some DNS systems actually filter and block inappropriate sites that maybe you don't want to see. And it's also about your privacy. Using the DNS that's been assigned to you from your ISP allows you to track, they can track your searches and the sites where you go. So over at commando.com, there's a link that says Kim's Show. Click there, and then you'll find all the steps to change your DNS and a whole bunch more little fun stuff that you don't want to miss. Hey, still to come, we have some 600 brands that were banned by Amazon. What's up with that? And of course, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, are you still ghosting me on social media? Oh, why are you doing that? Okay, here's how it works. You socialmedia.com/Kim Commando. So there's facebook.com/Kim Commando, instagram.com/Kim Commando, twitter.com/Kim Commando. So, you know, we post all kinds of fun things. And so if you're not following me on social media, you are totally missing out. Okay. So wherever you are, just go ahead and follow, subscribe, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and be so happy that you did that. Still to come this hour, we got news about 600 Chinese brands that have been banned. What's up with that? But first, we have beautiful Jackie in Lexington, Kentucky. Hi there, Jackie.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So what's going on in Lexington, and how can I help you?
Oh, we've got a bright, sunny day. But how you can help me is I work for a government office that takes pictures for assessing properties.
Okay.
And I need a recommendation for a camera and a lens that I can get three corners of the house in my picture. So like a wide angle view, I guess.
Are you far away from the homes when you take a picture? Is that the issue?
Yes, sometimes.
And so how far away do you think you are?
Well, sometimes we can't get on the property because, you know, they may have a dog or they might have a gate or something that we can't get in, but we're still required to get a picture. So probably sometimes we could be maybe 500 feet.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So here's, and you were right on target. There's something called a lens focal length. Okay. And so basically you see these in millimeters. And so you'll see like 18 millimeter, 35 millimeter, 85, 105, 135. Okay. And it goes up to 300. Now, the thing that you have to remember is I'm not going to give you a quiz on which one, you know, does what, but just know as the number goes up, the more you're going to be able to capture that house. Okay. And so, okay. So if you were, say, a half a mile away and you needed to get a picture of the whole house, you might need a 300 millimeter. Okay. But you probably, probably what I would say is anything between like 24 and 105, you'll be able to capture a really good shot of that house, even like you said, even if you can't get in the yard because of the dogs or whatever, maybe it's a dangerous place for you to be. Who knows, right? And so, so what you want to get is there are different cameras. Fujifilm and Canon are a couple of brands that come with really great lenses. And what I'll do is I'll post a couple of links to these inside the Commando community. And the Canon EOS has a 24 to 105 millimeter. It's not cheap. They're about $1,300. The Fujifilm, these are both mirrorless, which I like mirrorless cameras. The Fujifilm is one that I have myself. It's 18 to 55. But I think you're going to want the 24 to 105 just for your specific use. So I'm going to post some links for you, Jackie, over inside the Commando community. And thank you for your call. Coming right back, I have news about Amazon and some 600 Chinese brands you don't want to miss here on the Kim Commando Show. So if you're on Amazon and some of your favorite brands have vanished, that's because they got rid of them. We've had the list over at commando.com, which speaking of, 24/7, that's where you can find me and all the latest breaking tech news. The address is simple. It's KOMANDO.com. And thanks for joining us.